Hello, Taurus friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Taurus May 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. I'm calling the theme of this month for Taurus Mega Money Makeover, and I'm very excited to tell you the reasons why, but there's so much more to this month than just that one point, including birthdays. Happy birthday to you all who will be having your birthdays at this time. So we're going to go piece by piece. I'm going to tell you everything that I think you need to make this month the best month possible. This is for you if Taurus is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Taurus placement that you're listening for. What we're going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. If you're a very late degree Taurus friend, so birthdays like May 15th through the rest of the sign, or Taurus degrees like 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Gemini report, as your very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. Three important points that will be our foundation for building this story of the starry story of May and beyond. The first is that we've got a robustly positive month from the perspective of aspects. We have way more sweet aspects, as I like to call them, compared to salty, where the planets are not getting along. So we've got just a few bumps with the nuisance ones and lots of sweet connections. So that's a nice foundation to lay on all of this information. And this is very much Taurus time, so that's exciting. We have so many placements in Taurus and so many connections in Taurus, which we'll drill down into here soon. The next thing to know is that we are getting out of the heat of eclipse season. I know you're still kind of weary probably from the Taurus-Scorpio eclipse cycle that happened between the end of 2021 and the end of 2023. This Aries-Libra eclipse cycle, unless you have something in your chart where this is getting targeted, is not targeting your Taurus placement as directly as those other ones were. So hopefully it's been a little easier for you. But either way, March and April were in the heat of eclipse season. And now that we're in May, we're getting out of the heat of eclipse season. So that anxiety, that feeling like your finger is stuck in an electric socket the whole time, you know, the foreboding, that just the news coming in succession, the confusion, all of that hopefully will start to taper down. And if you know, March and April were the heat of the eclipse season, but at least 4 to 6 weeks after the last eclipse, which was April 8th, we still could be getting news and information coming in. So be on the lookout for that. But in general, the heat is coming off, and think you might be able to breathe a little bit easier from that crazy energy. The third thing is that we are out of the Mercury retrograde post-shadow transit as of May 14th. All of April was covered in retrograde. It's kind of a cruel joke from the universe, really, because we had all this extended Aries energy, which we still have and we will talk about. But all the Aries energy wants us to initiate, wants us to do stuff. It's an obsessive energy. But then the retrograde was making us go inward and backward. So unless we were obsessing inward and backward, like really deep self-development, or, you know, going into clearing off the things on our desk, which would be great use of that energy, it made it a little bit hard to try to move forward on other certain projects. But that's shifting now. So every day after April 25th, we get further and further away from the mischief and the cloud of Mercury retrograde, the appliances breaking down, the communications breaking down. And we start to get into our next and last big open period of personal planet retrogrades not happening for the rest of the year, because at the end of the year, we have Mars retrograde. So we're not going to have a lot of touch points for big open launch periods. So the middle of May through the middle of July will be a very important time for pushing things forward. Big agreements, commitments, contracts, big sales, big purchases, making plans, big events, engagements, weddings, all of that, big travel. You'll have easier time planning those things and more long-term outcomes when you use the time between the middle of May and the middle of July. If you want to look ahead, I've got my Mercury retro, or I have my personal planet retrograde and direct calendar in my secret star portal. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com and see the secret star portal if you want, like, to look ahead. But for now, in the upcoming couple of months, I can tell you, you know, this is what's going on. Okay, so now that we've got those foundations, we can soar. And we'll work our way into this money makeover as we build up to those placements. The first thing to know is that we have a massive amount of energy in Aries. Mars is now in Aries all month. Hygieia is there, transiting North Node for a while. Mercury has been retrograde, so a big focus there. Chiron long-term, Eris long-term. Ton of energy in Aries. Motivation, ambition, inspiration, agitation in some cases, assertiveness, get up and go. Mars in its own sign is going to help to bring obsessiveness. So you could be obsessing about things. This is in your 12th house of your subconscious mind. So you could be going crazy. You really could be affecting your mental wellness if you've been experiencing this over recent months. This might be why. This would be a time to do something productive with it. Meditate, get psychological support, EFT, EMDR, trauma clearing therapies, anything having to do with, or NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. All of these are really good ways, past life regression, anything having to do with getting the junk out of the way of our cosmic, in the cosmic consciousness of the soup of all that is in our mind, because you've got a lot of energy there and sometimes it could just be too much. So you might need a mental health break. You might need a retreat or something that just kind of helps you to clear your head. And some physical activity could be helpful because Aries is very physical. So one of the ways to offset, and this will always be true for everybody, but it has a special line of truth for Taurus because Aries rules your 12th house. When things get overloaded over there, just take a walk if you can. Do something physical. And that will help you to take the layers of things off of your mind. Also, you may be exceptionally receptive to affirmations at this time. And other, positive frequencies, subliminals and such. Very much about your subconscious mind space. So what's also happening is all of that energy is going to ground into Taurus. We'll talk about that in a second, but one more piece here. I was alluding to the fact before that we've had strong Aries energy since March, but that we had the retrograde and it made it hard to use it. So that's the good news about this month is that you'll have the get up and go, but then you'll also have the, freedom of movement from the planetary perspective. So you can make those big decisions and move forward. Now, as Mercury moves along, it will get into Taurus and it will meet Venus there, which will blow through all of Taurus this month. It will move through, the Sun is in Taurus. The Sun, Taurus, and Mercury, the Sun, Venus, and Mercury are all short-term transits, but they're very powerful and it is your time. So they'll all pass over all of your Taurus placements, bringing extra vitality. This is the first house of Aries. So it's interesting. We have all these planets in Aries for everybody, but for Taurus, the Taurus placements are flooding your Aries house. So there's no way around this very physical aspect of this time. You've got things with your neurological system, your headaches and migraines and, like your movement, there's stagnation. There are things that want to push through. And this is a time when you can do it. This is also very much a big time of regeneration and rebirth because when planets get over this 9 o'clock point, if this were a clock, this is called the ascendant. And so when we're looking at a horoscope chart, the reason why I say watch for rising sign and sun and other signs is because the rising sign chart puts Taurus on the ascendant. Okay, so that's your natal transit. But we do horoscope charts for the sun sign this way. It's just not your natal chart. It's called a solar chart, which is why you watch for your sun and your rising. They're different charts and they show different things. So, but either way, when things cross over this placement, regardless of what chart it is, it's a time of regeneration. It's a time of rebirth and rebuilding and getting sorted out what it is that you're doing, what you want to present into the world, what you want to be known as, what you want, what you want your legacy to be as far as how people know you, what kind of person you want to be, and grounding in those truths into your experience. So you've had Jupiter in your sign since last May. If you're a very late degree Taurus friend, so birthdays, like, again, the same friends who I said watch the Gemini report, like May 15th through the rest of the sign, you all are also going to be getting your Jupiter kiss this month. Long awaited. You haven't gotten it yet. So that's going to be happening. And then it's going to move on to Gemini, which we will talk about soon. But there are a couple more things we have to talk about here in Taurus. A couple of noteworthy things happening is you get your new moon this month, May 7th. We've got the new moon in Taurus. It's always a big deal to have it in your sign. Get this once every 13 moons. 18 degrees. So this is a fantastic time to set intentions for your financial growth and stability. This is great for focusing on new ways to enhance your income or manage your resources more effectively. It's a great time to begin a self-care regimen that grounds you to your physical body. And remember, as I was saying, all this Aries energy is very physical. So this is very much about your physical body and engaging in regular tactile activities like gardening or running or, even initiating a new beauty routine. Anything that has to do with your appearance anything that has to do with your physical body, it's all a great time to intend in or make wishes at this new moon for these types of things. Now, everyone can get goodies from the new moon, but those of you close to 18 degrees will do a 5-degree orb, so 13 to 23 degrees. So that's going to be like May 3rd through May 13th, the closer to around May 8th-ish, the more you get the kiss from the new moon. So we've got a few more things to talk about with Taurus before we get into this money makeover. And the story of Taurus will lead into the story of money makeover, because remember, Taurus rules the second house, and the second house is the house of money. So Jupiter has been working on a money makeover for Taurus for the last year. And all of these short-term placements in Taurus are also working on your mega money makeover. And then when Jupiter gets into Gemini, it's going to go into your second house for a year. So you've got 2 years in a row of working on a Taurus money makeover. Again, we'll get more into that, but I want to talk about some very important things happening with connections in Taurus, because this is going to be part of the money makeover that I'm talking about. So the new moon, that is an important touch point. You can plant seeds at this time for expansion for the next 28 days and even the next 13 moons. Then we've got four important connections in Taurus. The first is, May 13th, May 18th, and May 29th, we have the Sun, and then Venus, and then Mercury will all come and cross this point with Uranus. At that point, it'll be 23 degrees. So anybody that is between 18 degrees and 28 degrees, the closer to 23 degrees, these three dates, the 13th, the 18th, and the 29th, and the days around those days, you'll have more of a connection or more notice what happens here. But it can bring things for everybody, and we'll talk about what things they can bring. I just want to establish the timeline. So that is like May 8th through May 18th, and the closest to around May 13th. You'll like really notice the jostling. Okay. So Mercury, information, Venus, love, beauty, money, relationships, nurturing, the Sun, vitality, expression, all in succession coming into contact with Uranus, the great waker upper, the great revitalizer, the lightning strike. So sudden news, sudden information can come in for better or worse. This can be jostling like you have to pay a big bill. This can be jostling like you fall in love and you meet somebody that just like sends shockwaves through your body. This is, just a time of surprises. It's a time of positive change. It's a time of revitalization. And all of this is happening in your first house of your physical body. So definitely, as always, if you have symptoms, that's your body talking to you. Don't ignore them. Go get them checked out, because if there's something underlying, aspects like these can bring it out from the unconscious to the conscious. And, the more you're looking into this, maybe the more you can be spared a surprise. Okay, so now we've got two of the luckiest aspects of the whole year are happening this month, and they're happening in Taurus. So this is all part of this money makeover too, because remember, Taurus energy rules your finances. So we've got on the 18th and then the 23rd, we've got the Sun and then Venus conjuncting Jupiter. And of course, we would be remiss to not mention the fact that on April 20th, Uranus and Jupiter got together in this once in 84 year configuration. And even though that happened April 20th, and this is May, it's only 10 days before, first of all. Second of all, this will echo out at least into May 8th and maybe a little further. So, if you haven't watched my April reports or my once in 84 year transit, go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. And you can search through the players to find those reports, because that is actually going to flavor this time. I can't re-talk about that because I already covered it so well, but I just wanted to point that out. Okay. So then Venus and the Sun are going to cross over Jupiter on May 18th and then May 23rd for Venus, which these are two of the luckiest days of the year. And if you have to do something important, as I was saying, you've got this open window. The 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd are my favorite dates of the month and my favorite dates of the year, really, to try to do something important. Big decisions, launches, purchases, sales, anything having to do with something you want to lock in for a long time. Okay, so now let's talk about Jupiter going into, and then also the Sun and Venus and Mercury all going into your second house. So the Aries energy that's present this month is cardinal. It goes in a finite direction. It's really rambunctious and unidirectional, monofocused. Taurus energy is very persistent. It's steadfast. And it can ground in some of the things that we're working on, you know, using this initiation or catalyst energy for. And then as the, you know, the 21st and after in succession, the Sun, Mercury, Venus, and then Jupiter will all go into Gemini. These will flood your second house of money, even though you were already focused on money from the fact that they were in the sign of Taurus. So this is, that's why I've got money on my mind for you guys, because this is just very excessive. So you can redo your budget. You can, you know, up your financial consciousness. You can do clearing work on your psychological state about money. We create according to what we believe, and that is true universally. Sometimes we create from belief systems that we're conscious of, and sometimes we create from belief systems we're not conscious of. Something we picked up from somebody in our lineage or from someone in this lifetime or from programming or social programming. But regardless, we create from that space. And so this is a time where putting energy towards shifting your financial consciousness can be very, very, very important. Now, remember that as all these planets go into Gemini, this is mutable energy. It's all over the place. So this means it's going to be scattered, dizzying, a lot of communication, a lot of movement, a lot of mobility. What it also means specifically for your money is that you might want to get your fingers in a lot of pudding pies. In general, Taurus tends to do better, as steadfast and monofocused as you can be. As it relates to money, sometimes major diversification is the best way to go. And this is what this is all about. And over the next year, I mean, very strong for this month, but then as Jupiter grounds it in between now and June of 2025, anything having to do with diversifying your income, diversifying your portfolio, diversifying, you know, the way that you make money, diversifying and adding spice and variety to your days and your work, that's going to be the magic ticket. We've studied in my course the charts of like known very rich people, and a lot of them have Jupiter in their second house. And we see it's very common that when Jupiter moves through the second house, when it's there natally, then sometimes that like lends itself to, okay, somebody is rich and they stay rich and that's what goes on. And then Jupiter moving through can often tell the story of expanding riches during that year. So you may find that at the end of this year, your financial situation has drastically improved. You may also find that you have more material things that you wanted. You may make some important purchases now or over the next year. You know, this could be having to do with gardening. You could get self-sufficiency, you know, get off the grid. You could grow a garden. All of those are material. They're different ends of material spectrum, but it's a very materially focused thing and Jupiter wants to expand it. So, you know, hopefully that works out for you because you're definitely in waiting in store for this major mega money makeover. Now, the last point that I want to talk about has to do with May 21st. That's the full moon in Sagittarius. Adventures, long distance travel, different cultures, different languages. 3 degrees of Sag. So look for a completion, fruition, drama, for better or worse, to come in one of those arenas. You may find that you're finally taking a long distance trip. You may make a breakthrough in learning a language. You may have a breakthrough with teaching or learning. Find your perfect education program. So something going on there. And this will accentuate your eighth house of close relationships and money relationships. So this is shared money, inheritances, taxes, spousal money, government money, support. So you may see something notable there. So I've given you some dates that are relevant this month. If you love more dates and want to know the aspects and how they may manifest, then definitely sign up for my free VIP community at anniehelpsyou.com. Just put your name and email address there. And then when you're in the, you'll get the welcome letter. Then you click on the archives and you can put whatever month you're looking for, and it will be there. Then you can access my secret star portal, which has all extra content plus early content plus my written horoscopes and so much more. And if you want to learn astrology with me, including my basics course or my Become a Professional Astrologer Mastery Certification course. You can up-level there. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses to understand the eclipse rhythm that's at play. Even when we're not in eclipse season, you can see what storylines are happening for the years of each eclipse story. And for my easy access player, go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. And whatever is current, this is constantly updating. So my podcast playlist will be there. My video playlist will be there. And if there's any videos that need timestamp, it will be somewhere there. If you're on YouTube, make sure you click the bell, because that will be how you get my notifications right into your inbox. If you're subscribed but you didn't click the bell, then you might not be hearing from me. But if you click the bell, then you can. And you can always look in the notes underneath the podcast or the notes underneath the video by clicking the little more button underneath the video title and then clicking more again to reveal the notes. So I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.